Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
The New England Patriots have lost back-to-back games in December for the first time in 16 years. They fell to the Steelers yesterday in Pittsburgh, the final, 17-10, with the Patriots' last-minute scoring drive stopped by the Pittsburgh defense. Here's what Pats coach Bill Belichick had to say after the game.
Give the Steelers credit. Played well. Did a good job. It's a good football team. I was proud of our guys that we battled all the way from the first play to the last. In the end, we just came up a little short.
With us now from Pittsburgh is ESPN.com's Mike Reese to talk about the game. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, Bob.
You know, I just kind of want to groan after that game. Quarterback Tom Brady clearly was not at his best yesterday. Would you assess his performance for us this morning, if you would, and concerns about Brady as we move forward toward the playoffs?
Well, Bob, you know, it's so unusual to see the Patriots score just 10 points in a game and to have the Tom Brady-led offense be sort of the primary issue for them. Brady finished 25 of 36 for 279 yards with one touchdown and one very costly interception, which came in the fourth quarter. It was his first interception in the red zone in 2 years. He said he was trying to throw the ball away, but he was under pressure and he just couldn't get enough on the football to get it out of bounds.
So, what do you think going forward? Do you think this was a fluke, or do you think we're seeing the beginning of a problem that might last through the rest of the season?
Well, I would say the biggest thing going forward is that the Patriots haven't really proven that they can play their best game on the road. They finished this year with a 3-5 record away from home. It's the first time since 2009 under Bill Belichick and Tom Brady that the Patriots have had a losing record on the road. And the biggest concern with that is that right now they're the number three seed in the playoffs, and that probably means they would have to go on the road to get to the Super Bowl, and that would be a concern because they just haven't shown that away from home that they're as good of a team as they need to be right now to win a game on the road.
You know, I'm so glad you said that, Mike, because I was thinking toward the end of that game yesterday, and I said it out loud a couple of times to the people in the room where I was watching the game that, you know, the Pats may make the playoffs, but they actually don't really look like a playoff team right now.
And I think that's fair. And the one thing that stands out when you talk about why they don't look like a playoff team, Bob, yesterday they had 14 penalties for a total of 106 yards. I mean, it is really, that is such a high number of penalties for the Patriots. And, you know, last week, you think about how they lost that game. It was in excruciating fashion for them when they lost on the last play of the game, on a play that never should have happened. Now, this game was different. They didn't deserve to win the game because anytime you have 14 penalties, one, that's so uncharacteristic of a Bill Belichick coach team, but two, you just don't deserve to win a game when you have that many penalties, no matter where you're playing or what team you are.
Let me ask what you thought of the Pats defense yesterday. They held the Steelers to just 17 points. Was not a perfect game, though.
It wasn't a perfect game. You know, it didn't start off well, the Steelers scoring on their first possession of the game. But one thing I would say about the Patriots defense is they got better as the game went on, and the Steelers have a very good passing offense, and the Patriots actually limited the two top receivers, Antonio Brown and Juju Smith-Schuster, to just 8 catches total for 89 yards and one touchdown. That was probably a silver lining for them. Of course, the problem was that they couldn't stop the running game once again for the third week in a row. They gave up 158 yards rushing on 25 carries, and that's just not good enough.
Are there other bright spots than a defense that occasionally plays well?
Well, yes, you know, at times they came up with the plays that they needed to play, that they needed to make, and you could make the case that any time you hold the team like Pittsburgh to 17 points, you should win the game. And in addition to the defense, I would say one of the biggest bright spots was special teams. The Patriots made one of the more remarkable plays that you'll see in a game on a punt play where they downed the ball at the 1 yard line. They had two players diving into the end zone to ensure the ball didn't touch in the end zone to down the ball at the one. That was a very remarkable play. Unfortunately for them, they couldn't really turn it into an excellent defensive play because on the next play, the Steelers ran the ball from the one-yard line and got themselves out of a tough spot.
All right, quick answer to the last question, Mike Reese. The Pats host the Buffalo Bills in Foxborough next Sunday. If they win, they clinch their 10th straight division title. Do they have it in them?
Well, they certainly have it in them. They're a much better team at home than they are on the road, and they should win the game. They should be favored, and the Bills aren't one of the better teams in the league.
Mike Reese covers the New England Patriots for ESPN.com and provides regular analysis for us here on WBUR. Thanks a lot, Mike.
Thanks, Bob.